According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average age of a farmer is about 60, and that number is going up. At the same time, becoming a first-generation farmer is no easy task. It can be costly and risky, and there can be a steep learning curve if you're someone who doesn't have farming in their family. But an Arkansas Farmers Co-op is hoping to break down some of those barriers. Grassroots Co-op got its start in 2014 and right now has four active members who raise chickens, hogs, and cattle. All of the farms are small scale and run by first-generation farmers. And all the meat is raised responsibly. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek went to the farm on Mill Creek Meadow in Charleston to get a look at a grassroots co-op farm and to find out more about how the company is trying to take transparency to a new level.
Bill Staggs takes us into the chick brooder at his farm in Charleston. The yellow balls of fluff scatter as we get closer.
We get the chickens in at a day old. So heat, or temperature, I should say. Temperature is just as important as food and water to the newborn chicks. So they go into a brooder where we maintain temperatures for, they'll stay in there for anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the outside temperatures. And we try to get them acclimated to whatever time of the year it is outside.
Then Staggs says the chicks will be moved outside to live in a so-called prairie schooner that measures 20 by 40 feet. It looks sort of like a carport with a fence around all four sides. Staggs and another man who works on his farm use a tractor to move the schooners each day.
Each day when we move the schooners, they actually run toward the front of it to access the new grass and the new bugs. So it's really entertaining to watch them.
It's easy to see where the chickens have already been. The grass is mowed down and there's droppings everywhere. It'll have several days to regrow as Staggs moves the schooners around the pasture. After 6 or 7 weeks, the chicks that have turned into chickens will go to the butcher and then to Grassroots Co-op, which will distribute them to its customers. During the year, Staggs says he will raise between 12 and 14,000 chickens and 120 to 160 hogs. Staggs hogs get to graze on new grass each day, too.
We have a rotational grazing system in place to where the front 40 acres is made up of 16 smaller paddocks or 16 smaller pastures, and they spend about a day in each one. And and what that does is by the time they rotate through the system, it's at least 16, if not 21 days before they hit the original ground again, and that gives the grass time to grow and establish a better root system.
And eventually, Staggs says the hogs will be able to forage for acorns in the woods on his property. Staggs also supplements the food his chickens and hogs are able to find out on his pastures with non-genetically modified feed. Everything is done according to the standards set by Grassroots Co-op.
And that's another thing that I really do enjoy about raising for the co-op. It's not how fast and how big you can get them. So, you know, we still, the numbers still matter to us, but more importantly, the animals do.
In 2 years, Staggs hopes to be raising beef for the co-op as well. He says he already has the cattle, but the grass on his new farm still has a ways to go before it's good enough for them to graze on. Cattle is actually what got Staggs into farming. He says he got the animals while he was still working in the scrap metal business. In 2015, Staggs decided to go into farming full-time and bought 120 acres of land in Charleston. He says his daughter played a role in helping him figure out what kind of farmer he wanted to be when she decided to become a vegetarian after finding out more about the conditions at commercial hatcheries.
Well, that's where I kind of failed as a father, and I just thought, well, you know, this is a short phase that she'll, you know, she'll be back to eating meat here shortly. Well, about 3 months into it, she called my hand on it and said that she didn't feel that I was supporting her. So sort of as a penance and to get a better understanding of her lifestyle, I went with a vegetarian diet for a month.
Staggs says the experience was enlightening.
From there, it just kind of got the wheels turning on, you know, if she's a vegetarian because of the animal practices, why not do something about that?
That's just one of the reasons Staggs says he decided to join Grassroots Co-op after meeting other farmers who are part of the organization.
For someone that's not involved in the co-op that wants to do this, there is the farming part of it, then there's the marketing, the processing, the delivery. The co-op takes a lot of that off of our shoulders. You know, we're allowed to be farmers, and that's it.
Cody Hopkins is one of the founders of Grassroots. He's also the general manager. Hopkins says by working with small-scale farmers, the company can focus on animal husbandry, environmental stewardship, and food safety in ways commercial meat companies can't.
I mean, if you go to any grocery store and you pick up a package of meat, you can barely figure out the country it was raised in, let alone like what farm it was raised on. So there's just so little information, and you really just have to trust the brand.
That's why Hopkins says Grassroots is using a technology called blockchain to show its customers where their chicken or pork or beef came from before landing on their plates.
In our case, they can scan a QR code or type in a tiny URL, a short URL. You know, it pops up, what will pop up on their package of chicken will show the journey of the product from the farm where it was raised to the processing company where it was processed to that processing company transferring ownership over to Grassroots.
Hopkins says most companies, like Walmart, that are using blockchain are doing it internally to track products. Grassroots is one of the few, if not the only company, using it to inform its customers. Hopkins says in the future, the company hopes to include even more information on its labels. For example, how much of the purchase went back to the farmer. Hopkins says running the supply and distribution chain for the farmers who are part of the co-op plays a crucial role in getting these farms off the ground.
You know, they know how many chickens they're going to sell by the end of January of the year. They know how many chickens they're going to sell for over the rest of that year. So they can plan their business enterprise around that and be able to not have to worry about the marketing side of it, because that's what the co-op goes out and does for them.
Right now, Hopkins says the co-op is selling products straight to consumers through its website, shipping meat to restaurants in Arkansas, and working with distributors and e-commerce companies to get its products to other parts of the country. Aside from providing a market for the goods, Hopkins says Grassroots also helps first-generation farmers like Bill Staggs with a lot of the upfront costs.
One big barrier for a chicken farmer, for instance, you're going to start from scratch. You got to buy all the feed, all the chicks, and then hope you sell the product. Well, we guarantee you're going to sell it. And then we go out as a group, raise capital, and then cash flow those feed and chicks. And then when your chicken's ready to go to the butcher, well, that's when you pay back the feed and chick cost.
The organization also provides guidance through training programs and workshops. Hopkins says a farmer's first year with the co-op works a lot like an apprenticeship.
We have a farmer that's interested in joining. Well, they can come in and they can try a small number of animals. And if they do well and they like it and we feel good about the way their commitment to our production standards, then, you know, in year two, they can become a full member of the co-op.
Both Hopkins and Staggs say they were drawn to farming because of how rewarding it can be. But both acknowledge it requires a lot of passion, especially when times get tough. And there's something else. Here's Staggs.
So this is a silly question, but are you sad to see your little animals go off when they're
about
to be harvested?
You know, sometimes, yes, because every now and again you will, one or two that, especially the pigs, because you can tell them apart a lot easier. But, you know, they all have different personalities. You know, some will come up and, you know, almost be pet-like. But, you know, unfortunately, this is the nature of the business. So, but yes, there is times that I feel that way.
Just can't name them, right?
Right. That's yeah, cool. Exactly. Yes, yes.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Cody Hopkins with Grassroots Co-op says the company's goal for the next 10 years is to grow their active members to 100 and to have a mix of first-generation farmers and those who have been farming for generations. If you're interested in joining the co-op, you can go to grassrootscoop.com. Grassroots Co-op is also supported by Little Rock-based Heifer International, which works with communities around the world to bring people out of poverty through sustainable agriculture and commerce.